researchers in West Virginia and Kansas want to get a better handle on how to manage the billions of gallons of wastewater produced across the United States by the oil and gas industry. Glynis Board has more.
Kansas University and West Virginia University just announced a joint research effort to identify safe, environmentally responsible management of the wastewater that's a byproduct of natural gas wells. Researchers from the two universities acquired a $4 million grant from the National Science Foundation in part to study the effects of drilling on surface water.
So you have three classes of potential contaminants. You have salts, organic compounds, and some amount of radioactivity, mainly in the form of radium.
That's one of the lead researchers with the project, director of West Virginia's Water Research Institute, Paul Zimkevich. He says management of wastewater, sometimes called produced water, is a growing concern.
A lot of the produced water that was generated over the first wave of Marcellus development was largely being consumed in new well completions. And with the drop in gas prices, well completions have gone down, and therefore we have this extra water accumulating that we need to find something, well, we need to find a way to dispose of it, treat it, use it, or something else.
He says researchers also hope to develop safe handling and treatment practices of the wastewater, as well as develop ways to avoid earthquakes when disposing the wastewater into underground injection wells. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.